Hello, Sunshines. You're in a click with me, Jamili, and today we learn from the vibrant and incredibly talented Angelika Domski. Angelika has a PhD in polymer chemistry and has designed novel medical products for major international medical companies and startups. She's also graduated as practitioner in the rapidly growing field of energy medicine, where she deepens her understanding of physiochemistry and mind-body relationships. Angelika also uses her scientific and artistic talents for children's health education. In collaboration with the Emory Children's Hospital, she's currently developing a scientifically based interactive program to promote healthy living habits. She's also author of How Nikki Kicks His Cold, a unique multimedia concept to encourage children's health, featuring a narrated and animated version of the story on DVD and beautifully composed songs, all of which we delve into further on today's episode. You can access more information about Angelika at www.angelikart.com and kickthecold.net to find her multimedia book about the immune system. I'll also post images from the book on my website that we chat about throughout the episode, which you can find a link to on my Instagram and Twitter at jamili.perude. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Angelika Domski. Hi, it's so nice to see you.
Hi, Vancouver. Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's my pleasure. So to start, can you tell our listeners just a bit about your background and education in the sciences?
Yeah, I'm formally trained as polymer chemist, and I earned my PhD at the Technical and Macromolecular Institute of the University in Hamburg, Germany. Okay. So in Hamburg, they call it the Doctor der Naturwissenschaften, and that's a doctor of natural science and PhD here. I have since worked on the forefront of innovation, medical innovation, and I invented a lot and developed medical devices with my teams for either very, very large companies, actually the biggest pharmaceutical company, Novartis, but also very tiny companies, startup companies. So very, very interesting work. And I'm very lucky, I've been awarded many, many patents, 26 families. So if you happen to Google my name, you will find a lot of patents actually, which is, that's quite something.
Congratulations. That is really exciting. I've seen the list. It's impressive.
Exciting. I do have a love for biomedical innovation in health, and in particularly in very advanced preventative medicines. I have been published in medical handbooks. You know Frank Bim,
or
Böhm in German pronunciation.
I think I prefer that. Yeah.
Frank, if you hear that, hi. Frank had a wonderful book, The Nanomedical Devices and System Designs. I hope you can see that.
I can, yeah, it's beautiful. And you designed the cover, is that correct?
Yeah, that was a wide endeavor. Our illustrator quit the day before publishing, basically, and we had to pull an overnighter, Frank and I. Wow. He called me and said, you know, you're an artist too, right? I said, yeah, okay. And he's an amazing artist. He's an amazing artist too. So we pulled this cover together. So that was kind of a story. In the meantime, there have been many more books. But really, truly, I like preventative medicines. Mm. And that's why I actually became a practitioner in integrated energy medicine. So that's quite a mouthful. It's quite an intense training curriculum at the Weidmanns Institute with Dr. Fernand Poulin. He's amazing, quite honest, in Georgia, the U.S. And integrated energy medicine, I don't know if you are familiar with that. I think we mentioned it a little bit.
Huh? What I know is completely from our last conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's very new to me.
It's all new. So it's really focusing, attaining a healthy energetic flow throughout the whole body by using actually loving intent and focus intent and awareness to the body. So the body and each cell create these electromagnetic fields. You know, the organs have electromagnetic fields around them. Our whole body has a whole field. The function of these fields are manifold. You know, they keep the underlying tissue healthy. And they also communicate within and actually without the world outside. So our fields very important for communication in the outside world. And it was found if those fields are misaligned or sometimes contracted, or if the body goes through trauma, a car accident or what have you, or even bad healthy living habits, the fields can actually misalign. Thought patterns which are unhealthy and can actually give you issues in different parts of your bodies. And actually, it starts with a field change, and then the underlying tissue is changing. So the integrated energy medicine, integrated means basically all over, and energy medicine is aiming to, unfold those energies which are too tight and too tense, unwind them, and let the energy flow coherently through the body again, so that the underlying tissue is able to, I would almost say, breathe again and heal faster. So that's the energy field. And this is, I believe, it's the most advanced form of preventative medicine, which is readily available to anybody. Yeah, every session I have, I take almost as much away from the change of, it's such a deep change, which helps the people here when they stand up from their session. It's like changing, everything is changed. People after that wrote me letters and saying, hey, I started to paint. I haven't done it in years. I don't even remember when I've done it last. And I painted something for you. I was just me again. Yeah, so it has a big impact. It's really physics, and it's a new realm. And our instruments are getting better and better to measure it. Mm-hmm. They're not quite there yet. But
How do you currently measure the success?
You can see it. Yeah, there are lots and lots of endorsement. You can feel it. You can, usually it's a scale from 0 to 10, which is used in a questionnaire in hospitals when they have therapies. So we use that kind of questionnaire. If you come in with whatever pain, you ask them before and then after, and do that.
It really is quite quickly. It must be so rewarding to see the benefits yourself as well, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And I have to tell you, me as a scientist being so much in my head and trained for quantitative results, it was really hard to change. But it is really just what you do and what you're used to, once you understand what is going on in that part, which other cultures embrace it much, body awareness much more than we do in our culture. Definitely. So it's just different, and we are not used to it. But once you get used to it, you wonder, why didn't you do it all your life?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm so glad it's gaining traction and that it's becoming more respected and understood in the field. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I imagine your history and background as an established artist in diverse media such as sculpture and painting and illustration has kind of contributed to this blending, right, of science and the arts.
Yeah, so since I can think, I do express myself with art, and I'm devoted to beauty and healing of the arts. I don't know if you can blend in maybe Pina at this time,
though.
You can get an idea. Pictures say so much more than words.
Absolutely.
And she has it's kind of a sad but very beautiful story. My artwork usually has a story behind it.
Looking at her now, though, and she's absolutely beautiful, and I would love to hear the story.
Yeah, so the first impression from people looking at her, I got a feedback that somebody said she made me cry looking at her. And truth be known, that the story about this sculpture, it's healing through tears, truly is her. There's a whole fairy tale behind it. She holds a shell in her hand, which actually then will be filled at the end of the story with her tears. Okay. And the tears are healing, not only her, but healing also other situation and people. And that's a story, actually a little bit sad, but very, very touching. And usually that's what I do. I express feelings in my artwork, particularly in the sculpture. I do like to use my scientific knowledge, if you switch topics for a moment.
Yeah, of course.
In the preventative medicine to create healing arts for children. And I often work with doctors and healthcare practitioners to translate the latest knowledge which they have to an easy to digest and age appropriate format for children and maybe laymen. So that's what I do with the arts.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. As I was going through your website, I was so enthralled by all of the beautiful mermaids. The choice of using a mermaid in most of your art, is there a reason behind that? Is it just like intriguing to you and magical, or is it connected to healing to you in some way?
Probably all of it. Plus I'm a scuba diver.
Oh, very cool. That makes perfect sense. It's relatable.
Yeah, I used to scuba dive a lot, and I just like the world. I like the flow of water. I always in my life had been attracted to water. I feel best in water. It gives me peace and tranquility. So I think it's just my media. And so probably I depict me and parts of me just being in the flow and the color of water.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's
the background story for the mermaids. Yeah, and the image of Pina, was that a story that inspired you from your own life, or was that a story that you generated based on like folklore or history? Like, where did that come from?
It's usually about my life and where I am in my life, okay. And what is happening. And at that time, it was really dealing with circumstances which needed a lot of healing and sweetness and care and tears. Yeah, and the healing through tears. So the expression and the fairy tale which will come. Mm-hmm. So I hope soon I will write it down.
Yes, please do.
For this sculpture is... It's really part of my life, yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. It's interesting the way that you portray this healing and connect it to love, because I think oftentimes when people go through a trauma, the easiest thing to do is to kind of turn to darkness, right? To feel resentment and anger, right? Like those are, I think, oftentimes emotions that are easier to feel in those moments of trauma and hurt and pain. And so I think it's really beautiful that you've turned pain into something that can actually uplift us and create more love and more positive energy around us through your artwork. And so thank you for that, because I think it's a message that a lot of people might take comfort in, right? Because oftentimes when we're hurt, I think love can be a sign of weakness, and when, like, right, the feeling is what is bringing us pain. But I think what you're showing us is that it can also bring a lot of healing and a lot of light.
Thank you. You said that beautifully.
Thank you. And I really appreciate your artwork. I think it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Of course. I'm also kind of wondering now, I think I understand what the importance of bridging the world of science and healing arts is. I think that you've made that pretty clear, but I'm really curious about the moment that you realized that you could bridge these two worlds and bring them to life.
And I've been in both worlds. Yeah. So, you know, it didn't really dawn to me until later. You know, the scientific methods and knowledge have been advanced so much lately. And, you know, technologies have been advanced so that we really understand the human body on such a deep, deep level. However, those scientists which actually are in that deep, deep level and looking through the microscope and researching are very rarely those people which go out and explain and write children's books.
Right.
So basically the knowledge is actually stuck with a few people, the deep, deep knowledge is stuck with a few people which are doing the science.
Right.
So it's not... you know, a mean thing that people don't want to tell. It's simply that there are very few which are capable of understanding the depth and really the consequences, and then are able and have the joy also and the willingness to translate something so deep in science into a layman's term, into a format which is even accessible.
Right.
And particularly accessible and age appropriate for kids. Right. So that's a whole different step and a whole different world. And so there is a huge gap. And I've been gifted with a love for both science and art. It's really a love. I can't do without or with the other. It has to be always both. And I've been asked by many really amazing doctors and scientists, and the request was, man, we have that knowledge. Can't you not do something for those people in need, you know, with all the knowledge to translate it? And that's where I kind of, aha, there is a gap, you know.
For sure there is.
I lived all my life. I experienced to be a scientist and an artist, but I never realized, you know, wow, yeah, there is a gap, because for me it was not. And so I'm very, very happy to be able to bridge it. It comes naturally. So it's really a gift to me.
Oh, thank goodness. Like, thank goodness, though. We need it. And I think it's
special, I guess.
It is special. It really is. And it's not easy to translate like complex scientific knowledge into layman's terms. That's a gift in and of itself. And to be able to represent it through art, I think, is really spectacular. But I really love that you've also chosen children as your audience, because it's like an entirely new generation now of kids who are going to be learning.
Exactly. That's a beauty of it. Right. You know, you really can be part of an entirely new generation to take and give them something that they can take away for their whole life.
Yeah. Exactly. And give them the power to learn that they have more control over their bodies and their health than they think, and also more control over their mindsets. And I think that that's such an important gift that you're sharing with kids. And then, of course, their parents who are reading these stories to them. So I think it's brilliant, a really genius idea. And so I'm wondering if we can now kind of jump into the storybook of How Nikki Kicks His Cold. So the actual book that you wrote.
So How Nikki Kicks His Cold. So first of all, I got to hold it up here.
It's so cute. Perfect.
There's a bunny rabbit. It's a very special book. It's endorsed, again, by doctors, healthcare practitioners. It has a very special place in the largest children's hospital here in Atlanta in their library. Mm. It's a funny tale about actually a bunny rabbit, Nikki. And Nikki, unfortunately, suffers from a bad cold. He's in his little bed and not feeling too well. And he learns from his grandpa. That's his grandpa.
Oh.
About his own immune system and the very special helpers, the white blood cells, which we call in the story affectionately the white cell mannequins. Okay. So, and Nikki, our hero, he learns, and with him the children learn, the secret formula, how to help the helpers in your body, the white cell mannequins in the book, but the immune system to work even better, to fight the germs. And together with Nikki, they fight the germs and get healthy again. So that's, in a nutshell, the story of the book.
Beautiful.
And there are different energy medicine parts involved in this book. The children learn what they call the secret formula, how to help the white cell mannequins to even get faster and better. And this formula is consisting of different energy medicine exercises, or in general, health exercises.
Okay.
So the children learn relaxation techniques, which is very, very important. And to your point, there is so much knowledge now on how our whole body and biochemistry reacts to relaxation techniques and how important it is to reduce inflammation and so on and so on. So there's a lot of knowledge now out there. So very, very important to teach. Then positive visualization to increase the overall body energy of a child. And finally, and that's, I think, a very, very special effect in this book and special technique, is to use the focus light exercise to focus energy and intent of body parts which are injured. And in this case, kids likely which read it, and definitely our bunny rabbit has a bad nose. Yeah, so we focus our energy to the nose and sinus area in this book. You know, all of the exercises are supported by illustrations visually, but also by the fully narrated video.
Right.
And I think one of the most interesting and best parts of songs in the book.
Yes, they're adorable. I love those songs.
Oh my Yeah, there are 6 affirmative healing songs, and then there is my favorite song, which is kind of a mantra. It calls Hinky Pinky Healing Light, which is very, very, very sweet and helpful. And to thank one person, it's a lead singer and songwriter, Laura Monk. So if I can take a moment to hopefully she sees that eventually.
Yes.
Hi, Laura. I wanted to thank you a lot. And I thank you for giving your beautiful, beautiful voice to this book. Mm. She also put the sweetest tunes to this book. And that will certainly stick to the children a lifelong in their memory. So it's something they can remember even in adulthood.
Absolutely. It's like a lullaby, a new lullaby that we've added to the mix.
Really? Yeah.
It's really magical. And it's like an additional piece of connecting the mind and the body, right? Because I think that oftentimes music can not only trigger our mind, but our bodies in a very special way. And so I think that's a really great way to teach kids that additional piece of the mind-body connection. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So what I'll ask you next is whether or not you think that everyone has healing or clairvoyant abilities.
Yeah. Well, a big yes to healing abilities. Yes, we all have this beautiful system, which is called the immune system. Mm. And it heals wounds and kills the germs and bacteria and viruses and all kind of intruders. And it's self-learning. It's highly specialized. It's beautifully orchestrated, you know, all the parts in our immune system. So a big yes, we have healing abilities in our system. I think the white blood cells are definitely my favorites, you know.
Right.
In the book, the Weizelmännchens, and they have sophisticated germicide, if you think about it, you know, to kill the germs. They have rubber nets, which they throw out to catch germs. Can you imagine that? They really do that. So better than Spider-Man. I think he would pale in envy to see what the Weizelmännchens actually can do. So it's all in tiny, tiny format, which we have in our body, which is just overly amazing. So it's really not the question about if we have the abilities of healing. It's more like how we support our immune system in their work and how can we help it to work at its best. And this is exactly what Nikki Kixis Cold is providing in this book format.
I have just an aside question out of curiosity, because we're chatting so much about the white blood cells. And I know that if someone is going through chemo or radiation, oftentimes their white blood cell count will be quite low. And so, And of course, when Nikki kicks his cold, a cold is very different, of course, than being diagnosed with cancer.
Sure,
but
sure.
Are there techniques also that you have learned to integrate when someone's white blood cell count is low, to either increase that white blood cell count or do other type of healing techniques internally?
Well, if you go through chemotherapy, your body is really exposed to a lot of injury. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that would be, you know, particularly then you need to give the body time to heal. Mm. And all the techniques which are important to the relaxation techniques, the breathing techniques, enough sleep.
Right.
And I repeat it. enough sleep. This is all fundamental to help the body heal a wound as big as that, which is kind of internal. Yeah,
right. Mm.
The wound is really internal. What I found in my research and my practice of patients which had to go through therapy like that, it's certainly body awareness. It is an injury, awareness of the injury inside the body. Definitely a kind of almost visualization of a shielding energy field For protection, I do not have quantitative research on that one.
Okay.
But I know that the shield actually starts to break down if those therapies come in. So helping the shield and helping your body protect against probably other environmental influences which right. could stop your healing. Right. So visualization, body awareness, definitely good food, amino acids, essential amino acids which the body cannot get, or proteins in a form which is easy to digest for the body. You know, very basic things. You know, if you cut your arm, you cannot really do anything, energy therapy.
Right.
Go to the doctor.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you do all the basics, a particularly additional realm of protection around your body, and it's really light what is protecting us, interestingly. It is a form of very bright light.
Yeah.
So, and you can visualize it. And in the story which I use actually in Nikki Kicks a Cold, I introduce light for the imagination for people, for kids in this case.
I'm glad you brought it up, because I have my little sister. She was diagnosed with cancer when she was 17, and she fought for about 4 years, and she is healthy and happy now, and she beat it. But it was B cell lymphoma, and again, like fourth stage, it was quite aggressive, and it kept coming back. But she was so resilient, and beyond that, she was so positive. Like, she was the easiest person to care for, because she never complained, and she just always had such a bright light and energy around her, and like this, just this willingness to heal, and like this belief in her healing. And I know for a fact that if she didn't have that attitude and that energy around her, that she probably wouldn't have healed so well from all of it. And I truly believe that it was her ability to connect with her body and her mind and her resiliency and her positivity that really got her through it. So it's lovely to hear that coming from a woman in the sciences, because I think a lot of people think that that's not going to save you in the end. And of course, science is like, what saved her? But I think that the reason she was able to be such a productive healer in her own right was because of that positive energy. I really, really do.
Our body comes with healing capabilities. Mm. And even so, our technology is very, very advanced. It's not even close to what the body can do. Yeah. Not even close. Hmm. Yeah. Even so, we kind of hear a lot of the latest and greatest, and I'm so glad, I work in pharmaceutical industry, so I really, really appreciate what is going on there.
Yes.
We have a lot of good stuff there. But our capabilities, what your own capabilities of your bodies is huge. Mm. And what they call placebo is the belief in, you are healed again. You are defocusing from being sick to being healthy. And that's the hardest part. Mm-hmm. That is really defocusing from the fear to just the belief.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is known now that this is actually changing your biochemistry. And with that biochemistry, which has less inflammation, it's easier to heal. Yeah. Mm. So it's straightforward, actually.
Right.
And by all means, if somebody has that belief, come to my, as a client, come to me and has a certain belief that this and this will make them healthy. This is their belief, and I acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. Because that will help him or help her to elevate the overall energy and help the body heal.
And I guess that brings us to the next part of the question, which is about these clairvoyant abilities that we chatted about previously.
It really varies. Not everybody has the same abilities, but everybody is actually fully functioning on a fundamental level.
Okay.
So the sense of a body awareness that something is not right, you can learn, you can hone in, and it is very, very helpful for you. I believe we in Western society use the ability when we are really under stress, when something is happening where we think, oh my God, in the next minute I'm going to be killed, then you have the raised awareness and you really use those abilities which you have there. Other than that, you usually don't use them. You don't really
unlock focus that potential.
On them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do have the potential. We definitely have the potential to focus inside. We have the potential to focus away from, to focus on thoughts which elevates the overall energy level of our bodies, and then let the body do what it needs to do.
Trust in the body's ability a little bit.
Yes.
I think we forget that we're so powerful, and it's important to remember that.
Exactly. That's what I want to provide for kids and parents in that book. The knowledge of how empowered they actually are, how well their bodies are actually functioning.
What a beautiful gift. I'm just really excited about this book. So my next question for you is, what techniques can educators use to meaningfully integrate your book in their classrooms, and whether or not you have some tips for them?
No, this book is very, very suitable for preschool and elementary school for general health education classes.
Okay.
So that's actually where it fits right in. Mm-hmm. I believe watching the video and doing some exercises with the video is very effective as a learning module. And there are many exercises and games you can draw out of this book. I think the best exercises which I found were coloring exercises for smaller kids. You know, I usually take just the black and white copy of one of the pictures, you know, for the smaller kids. And then you can ask them about adding some special tools to your white cell mannequin. And that ingrains the idea about the white blood cells or the mannequins which you have in our system. If children give them special tools, they kind of empower their own system. Yeah. So my tools in my body, you know, I hammer and I hammer my nerves. You know, things like that. So it's kind of a visualization, which is very nice. Practicing the exercises under the secret formula, you know, how to help your immune system is really, really good.
Okay.
And we'll come to it later, what kind of exercises there are.
Okay.
And of course, singing along with the healing songs. Mm. Yeah, that is a good one. And actually, the Hinky Pinky Healing Light is a particularly nice one. You can focus with that in an interactive way, your energy, the calming and focus energy on injured parts. Oh. Kids can learn to give and receive focus energy by using their hinky pinky healing finger. Yeah,
that's so cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we have that. And I think lastly, this book was chosen for a theater play.
No way. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
For kids, with kids, for kids. And what the most fun game where they really kind of kicked into gear was when they had to act out the being part, being germs or being white blood cells. Was catching the germs,
yeah.
So the germs were all kind of sort of nonsense, and the white blood cells capturing them. I think that's a game you can do with even elementary school kids. They can, you know, they need to run and jump, and so they can ingrain this kind of story. My note is, if a teacher want to have a guideline, I'm very happy to help them. So okay. If they decide they want to have a book and the guidelines, then I'm very happy to, of course, support them.
Absolutely. You had mentioned to me before that there's a website where they can access information about how Nikki Kicks is cold, and then also your email, which we can mention at the end of the episode. And then I was also wondering if you could provide some example of these healing techniques.
Yes. So I would say, as a teacher, you know, if I would use a book, I would always start with the fundamentals, like in my book, this is washing your hands. But it's a very nice preventative thing.
Right.
You know? Deep breathing is a very valuable relaxation and oxygenation technique. The child is guided through the deep belly breathing. Mm. So it's really kind of hands on. You put your hand on your belly, you do this and that. So that's one. Then raising the overall energy by using guided imagery. So the child learns how to deep focus from being sick. Mm-hmm. To focus on feeling and being healthy again. That's a big part of the secret formula.
Yeah.
and placing awareness and raising energies of the injured part into the body. So the child learns by using guided imagery, imagining the tiny lights on the helmets of the little white cementkins, that they can gather the light together, and the light goes brighter and bigger and shinier. So they add light to an injured part, which normally has actually less energy and less light. Mm. And I would love to give you an example and read to you a part of the story.
That would be amazing.
All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. So here's Grandpa, and he talks to Nikki, right? Mm. All right, Nikki. You have completed the second task. Now you're ready for the last part of the secret formula. You must imagine that the Weizenmännchens have already arrived, and they are here to help you already. Can you do that? Yes, Nikki. How can I do that, Grandpa? The Weizenmännchens are so tiny. I can even see them. The last task was the most difficult one so far, but I hope that I could still do it somehow. Don't worry, Nikki. It's not as difficult as it seems. Take another look at the picture. Do you see the light on the head? That's the key. Close your eyes now. Can you still imagine being healthy? No problem, I answered quickly. Okay. Now imagine that there are thousands and thousands of Weizenmännchen rushing to help clear your nose and head. You can see them, but they are all there. Each Weizenmännchen wears a light on its helmet like a little miner's lamp. As the Weizenmännchen gather together, the lights combine into one big light. The light grows brighter and warmer and shinier until it's surrounding your whole head. Hmm. Can you feel it? I can feel something, Grandpa, but I'm not sure it's the Weizenmännchens. Well, Grandpa whispered as he carefully studied my face. I'm sure I can see some on your forehead already starting to shine right around your eyes. As soon as he said that, I started to feel something warm. I think I can feel it too. Sure enough, I could feel a warm light around my head. Could the Weizenmännchen already be there? How exciting! I hoped all of them would come soon with the warm, healing lights. Grandpa sat back and smiled at me. Congratulations, he said, you are now amongst those who know the secret formula. You have helped the Weizenmännchens. Wait until you hear what happens next.
That is so cute.
Yeah, it's very interactive, and I like to have the parent or caregiver really do part of it, because you cannot beat having somebody telling you already, I see something on your head, you know, you must feel it, you know.
It's true.
So that's kind of the suggestive positive visualization part, which children learn. It's kind of guiding the children through the whole process of healing, actually. Step by step, guided imagery, visualization. So that's the next chapters. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and learning how to connect with your body by visualizing what's happening inside of you, right? And it's such a mysterious process to even most adults, I think, really how our bodies function and what's going on inside of us. So to be able to simplify it in a way where, you can really visualize, you know, your internal organs and how you heal and your cells and really getting in touch with who you are on the inside. I think that's so spectacular.
Yes. And it's, I think as we grow older, it's getting harder. I don't know that we are building almost kind of shells around us. So for me, I had to really relearn to be aware of my body and dare to go inside. But children have it so much easier thing with doing it, actually. So this book has the basics of steps of healing. One is draining. So a visualization of the nose is draining. Mm. And actually, while doing that, you're actually relaxing all areas and you can drain better.
Right, exactly.
And then the visualization of cleaning the nose. So it's, you know, each step in the process of healing from a common cold is included in the book.
The next time they have the cold, like if you read the book enough times, they'll have the song memorized. And, you know, I feel like it'll contribute to their ability to heal themselves. That's perfect. Yeah.
It's up with, of course, a good night's sleep, which is very, very important. It's really the most important part of helping your body heal and to just give it the rest which it needs.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I think a lot of adults can learn from that as well, right? It's just like sometimes all we just need is some extra rest and just to take a minute and really let our body sleep, because I think so many adults are sleep deprived. And, you know, we think if we just keep going, we'll be all right. But it's so important to just take a minute and just let your body rest, you know.
I think in some cultures it's a virtue. You will not disturb somebody who's sleeping. Mm. But in some cultures it's, you know, or you sleepyhead, you sleep too much. Yeah. Right. So it is really how we think about it. But knowledge is that our body is repairing and using that time when we rest.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
You know, giving it the rest is the best thing to do, you know, mm-hmm. letting the body do what it does best to heal.
Right. And taking comfort in the fact that we all need a different amount of sleep, right? Like not everyone is the same.
Oh, yes. So,
yeah. Just because someone else can run on 4 hours doesn't mean that you can. And it's completely okay.
Mm. And yes. And unfortunately, not everybody understands and they need only 4 hours. Why does need somebody else 10 hours?
Yeah.
So it is important if you feel like you need more hours. And amazingly, if you have emotional trauma, you go through, that is a lot of work for your body to help it heal. Mm. So sometimes you need more sleep in that phase. Even so, it seems like there is not much physical work you're doing. Emotional work is as exhausting for the body. So even some cat naps in the meantime.
Yeah.
So we'll do.
Nothing better than a cat nap, yeah.
Instead of drinking coffee, you know, just give your body maybe a 10 minutes rest and you might feel even better after that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great advice. And so my last question for you is, what is your main goal for writing the book and what do you hope that readers take away from it?
I would like to answer that question with a couple of endorsements. And amongst the nicest endorsements are parents telling me that kids, when they get a cold, instead of feeling like, oh, take me to the doctor, I need my antibiotics, or, you know, I'm so bad, or whatever, they feel actually empowered because they now know what they can do to help their white blood cells. Mm. And so that is actually the sweetest endorsement I got. And one of the funniest endorsements was that a little boy got a cold, and so he had to blow his nose, you know, and he examined right away, you know, his tissue, and then telling his mom, look, the white cementkins are already working.
Oh my gosh.
Which is true, you know, which is totally true. We don't see it this way, you know, but, you know, he totally got it, you know, and his mother was like, oh, I have to write that to you. This is really good. So I want children to create an awareness of their body and for their body. I want to arm them with the knowing about how to support their own immune system so that they feel empowered instead of feeling helpless if they get sick. Right. So that is the strongest part. I want them to remember techniques, of course, that will be most important to take with them in their adult life. That's why I created these songs, the lyrics to the songs, which are so beautiful and intonated. Mm. Thank you, Laura. but I found that that songs which we learned as children, they stick to us.
Yes.
And they stick to us way when we you know, forgot everything else, we still know those songs. They are deeply ingrained at a certain age. Mm-hmm. And why not remembering songs which help you heal? Because that is my gift to the children and the parents for that book.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much. And so before I let you go, Angelica, on the show, we play a quick game, and it's just to fill in the blanks. So I start the sentence and you finish it. Are you interested in playing? I didn't warn you about this. Yeah.
You did not know.
So the first question is, my dream artist to work with, either in the past or in the present, would be?
John Coleman.
Okay.
Oh, you might not know him. It's the most amazing Western artist, actually. He does cowboys and Indians, but he has this expression. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to his master class. I was invited, but, you know, working side by side is something really different. Mm-hmm. I stopped in my tracks when I passed one of his sculptures, and I was in San Francisco. And I had to say, stop, let's go back. I want to see the sculpture. And it was not easy accessible. So we had to find a parking place, go back and back and around. And then I stood there for hours and I said, I want to learn with him. Hmm. Of course, Michelangelo would be good too.
Yeah, of course. Oh, God. Well, I hope that John hears this. Maybe it'll spark something. That'd be so cool. If I had a magic power, it would be?
Oh, my God. I think if I would be able to help more and heal more people, just stay in that love and give that love and emanate it. Mm. Yeah, I think that would be really, really happy.
I think so too.
I'm training it.
Yeah, I think so too. You'd be the perfect person for it. And if I could remake any movie and star in it, it would be...
Oh, yeah. Of course, I like The Mermaid, The Little Mermaid. Mm,
of course, that's what I expected you to say.
I think I want to be a star in that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
I echo that entirely, yeah. And the last question is one way to shine light online.
How to shine light online? Mm. I think your podcast is beautiful. I think I express myself better with art. Mm. But if I would shine light, it would be through posting my art.
Okay.
Because just the expression evokes feeling and hopefully healing in people. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's very sweet. And I really appreciate all of your art and all of your work. And I think that the work you do is so innovative, and it's what makes me excited to be in the field, is to have people like you in it. So thank you so much for your work.
Thank you for being there.
Would you like to rhyme off your website for the listeners and also your email address if anyone wants to get in contact with you?
At the internet address for Nikki, for the book Nikki, mm-hmm. How Nikki Kicks This Cold,
yep.
Is kickthecold.net.
Perfect.
kickthecold.net.
Awesome. And I'll post that on the website as well, along with your email.
Yeah. And the email address is just my first name and the name dot my last name at gmail.com. Make it easy.
Excellent. And I'll post that as well.
And if somebody wants to go to my all art internet site, it's angelicart.com.
And I encourage everyone to go check it out because it's very beautiful. It's really quite inspiring work.
Kind of the science and the art all together in one place.
All blended, which is so rare and so beautiful.
So thank you a lot. I appreciate it. You are an amazing host.
Thank you so much. You were a wonderful guest as well. And hopefully we'll chat soon.